Thank you very much and welcome back here to Over the Line. I'm Darren Kelly and we'll be heading back to Dr. Hyde Park in a few minutes for live coverage of the second half of the Connacht Minor Football Championship game between Galway and Roscommon. But a busy time for football, and as you know, the big match tomorrow in Markovitz Park at 3:30. Galway against Sligo in the Connacht Senior Football Semi-Final. Delighted to be joined by our own head of sport, Ollie Turner. Ollie, how are you keeping?
Good, Darren, and I'm very much hoping that tomorrow's senior game is like the minors and under-20s Galway-Sligo in recent times. Very, very competitive affairs, but I'm a bit doubtful.
A bit doubtful, but we'll see. First, let's run through the team. A few talking points to take. This is the team that has been named last night. Conor Gleeson in goal. Full-back line of Johnny McGrath, Sean Fitzgerald and Jack Glynn. The half-back line, Dylan McHugh, John Daly and Liam Silk. Paul Conroy, partner Sean Kelly in midfield. Johnny Heaney, Shane Walsh and Keane Darcy are in the 40. An inside line of Jack McCabe, Robert Finnerty and Liam O'Connella. Ollie, two changes from the side that beat London, but of course there's one name we're all talking about. Number 11, Shane Walsh. The management weren't letting his out. The rumour mill was there, but Shane Walsh starts tomorrow as things stand.
Yeah, and I think people will be interested to see whether Damien Comer can come on towards the end of the game as well and play some part, all in the expectation that Galway will win and get into a Connacht final against Mayo or Roscommon, who play on Sunday. We spoke at the Galway London match that Shane Walsh, Killian McDade, Damien Comer, they were out on the field and they looked to be in fine fettle. They were tipping around and messing with the ball, doing it for keepy uppies. And so we always figured that one or more of them would be involved in the Sligo game once we knew that Sligo had beaten Leitrim by 15 points to 6 and were comfortable winners. So I think it's a good game for Shane Walsh to ease his way back into. Likewise, I'm excited for Jack McCabe, who had a terrific club championship with Corrifin last year, to get a first start. He's been coming on for the last few minutes of the last number of games in the National League and against London, but now to get a first start is a proud day for him and his club and his family as well. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets on as well alongside Rob Finnerty and young Liam O'Connella. So it's an inexperienced look to that Galway team in certain aspects, you know, with McCabe and O'Connella in the corner forward berths, Keane Darcy, Johnny Heaney either side of Shane Walsh. There's a certain touch of experimentation certainly about it, and it's a far change from last year's Connacht final, a very different look to the Galway team. But again, you've so much strength right throughout it, you'd expect Galway would have far too much.
Yeah, we'd expect that too, but I'm glad you mentioned Jack McCabe because it's a big day for him as well, while Shane Walsh might be stealing the headlines. And of course, our match day 26 is up on our website, goibfm.ie, but there's one standout name there as well, Damien Comer. Ollie, all season we've been talking about injuries with this Galway team, and of course we've called Sweeney added to the list there as well since the London match too. Thankfully Johnny Heaney was okay. John Mara obviously not back just yet. Tom O'Culhane, recurrence of his own one there as well. But I suppose based on the amount of games that we're playing at the moment, the timing of the season, as you said there, the lads were looking okay in London. A couple of them back, Shane definitely starting, Damien Morden-Knightley will be involved. It could all fall nicely for us at the business end of the championship.
And I've no doubt that was the line of thinking that a lot of people had looking closely at this Galway team. Why are they getting so many injuries? I think there was definitely an expectation from Pádraig Joyce that he would have all his big guns back for a Connacht final. And let's be fair, to beat London, beat Sligo or Leitrim to get into a Connacht final, we knew that from late last year, was in all probability a gimme for Galway. And that they could time their run this year for a Connacht final on, which is what the likes of Dublin and Kerry have been doing and can afford to do. Now, the likes of Derry can't afford to do that because they're in an Ulster Championship where they've got to try and peak for Donegal at the right at the outset of the Championship. And it's almost a Championship within a Championship up there. But for Galway, they've always had that, you know, in the back of their minds to say there's no real big panic here. And even if we get relegated, it's not a disaster. As it turned out, Galway stayed in Division 1. The two wins and a draw was enough for them to achieve that. Likewise for Sligo, I think they were happy enough with their league campaign. They won 4 of their 7 games, lost 2, including an opening round defeat in shocking weather conditions to Clare, 9-1, that'll tell you enough. And I suppose the match that really mattered was when they'd played Down in the middle of that league, and they were well hammered. They were out of their depth, 2-17 to 1-8. So despite winning the other games, the draw against Offaly hurt them, because even though they beat Westmeath, who ended up winning the division in the last round, it didn't really matter because Westmeath and Down were already into the final. But Sligo are quite happy that they're operating in Division 3 and they're building. Clearly the discussion and all the talk and commentary around Sligo are the under-20s that are starting to come through. To win 2 provincial under-20s back-to-back when they'd never won any up to that point is really exciting. And something has to turn the tide for Sligo, because they've been cannon fodder for the last decade since they won in 2012. They beat Galway in Pearse Stadium that day 2-14 to 15 points. But since then, you know, five times Galway and Sligo have met in the championship, or supposed to meet. Of course, Sligo gave a walkover in 2020, the COVID year. But before that, you know, 19 points to 11 in 2014. And then look at the margins of victory. You're talking about 4-24 to 1-12, 3-11 to 7, and 2-20 to 12 points. You know, high double-figure hammerings between Galway and Sligo. Will it be any different tomorrow? I hope it's a little different, but I think it's going to take another couple of years before Sligo see those under-20s come through. I mean, Canis Mulligan, last year's under-20 captain, he's the only one on the Sligo team this year. So that gives you an idea that it does take a couple of years. And I think from listening to Professor Niall Moyna before, he says to take any player, even from club, so you could say, did you spot anybody in the Galway Senior Football Championship last year? To turn them from a really good club player impressing into being able to compete at intercounty is going to take 2 years minimum of just being exposed to the intercounty training and SNC and everything that goes with it. So from a young lad who's still physically, you know, developing or getting to the point where, you know, becoming a senior player is very different to being an under 20 player. It's definitely going to take the likes of Canis Mulligan until he's 23 to be absolutely firing on all cylinders. And that's when they are. But they're queuing up behind him. So there's six or seven of the under 20s in the subs. And I'd say there'll be another blast of them coming from this year's crew next year. And who knows? I mean, look at the minors. They're really good as well. So the next few years will be good for Sligo. They might just have to bite their lip a little bit for another championship or two, getting an odd trimming from the likes of a Galway or a Mayo for that extent. But I think down the road, Sligo will say to themselves, you know, we could probably look at winning a Tailteann Cup in the next couple of years and maybe get our eyes on winning a senior Connacht championship sometime in the next 5 years. I'm sure that's their plan.
Yeah, and even taking that point before we wrap up, because I was talking to Pat Spillane last week myself. He's out injured. Luke Towie's out injured too. You mentioned Canis Mulligan. I think there was an Owen Smith as well there that will probably play some part of the game. They've a few injuries. They've lost a few players. They're dependent on Sean Carabine in midfield and Niall Murphy. But the point, I put that point to him about how much the result was important for Sligo, and he said, well, technically they've nothing to lose. If they win, they're in the Connacht final and they're in the Sam Maguire. If they lose, as you touched on there, they're in the Tailteann Cup and they've a great opportunity to go and have a right stab at that.
And I think the fact that the Tailteann Cup has been created gives those Division 3 and 4 teams in particular something to aim at, but also gives them a sense that, you know, this is not the do or die or the be all and end all. It's, in other words, I think it has watered down the provincial championship significantly. So where are we in a few years' time when we get to the point where the gap is clearly widening between Division 1 and maybe the top couple of teams in Division 2 and the rest? But the fact that Sligo know that whatever happens tomorrow, they have another competition to drop back into that they have a chance of winning, does that take away the impetus that they might have or their motivation to leave everything on the pitch against Galway? I think it does a little bit. I think you also have a look at...
They've nothing to lose.
Well, they've nothing to lose in the context of a Connacht championship, and it would be a huge surprise. Are we going to see the likes of, you know, Leitrim 94, Sligo 2007 happening again? I don't think so. I think those days are gone. I think the gap has completely taken over. And it's down to money. It's down to the amount of players at people's disposal, the clubs, the professionalism that has been employed now by all of the top counties, and I'm including Galway in that. And that's unfortunate. So I think what you're going to look at in the coming years is a detachment where the bigger teams are probably losing interest in the provincial championships and looking very much at peaking for this round robin kind of Super 12 or Super 8s or whatever they're going to eventually call it, and get to peak and try and compete with the likes of Dublin and Kerry, who've had it so handy for so long in trotting through their own provincial campaigns without a hand being laid on them. I mean, the disappointing thing in Munster is Cork have kind of fallen off a cliff in the last decade as well since they got to the final and won it in 2010. So they play Kerry this weekend. It'll be interesting to see how competitive they are. Dublin in Leinster is a nonsense. And, you know, it'll probably get to 20 in a row before they cop on and realise, OK, we need to do something about this and change up the structure. But Sligo, if they were to get a bit stronger in the next couple of years, if they can just hold on, we had the best ever Connacht under 20 football championship this year, and it's not even over yet. So can you imagine if you could get to a senior championship where literally anybody could beat anybody? Then we'd be in the realm of Ulster and having, you know, a real competitive do or die edge to the championship. So this year it's not going to be, it's going to be Galway in the final, no question. Whether it's Mayo or Roscommon, it's probably going to be Mayo, you know. I mean, Mayo will always tell us that they've got...
Always a brave prediction.
Yeah, they always say that, well, we've a great record in the Hyde. And then, you know, somebody like you comes to me and says, well, everybody's a great record in the Hyde, which is a bit harsh, Darren. Roscommon will pose problems for Mayo, but I just get the feeling that, you know, Mayo are probably operating at a slightly higher level and they'll fancy themselves to win back Connacht this year. And stop Galway. But I wouldn't rule out Roscommon. And the fact is, Galway, Mayo, Roscommon are well ahead of the rest. Sligo are best placed in the next few years to maybe try and make it a reasonable four-team championship. But for now, I think Galway will look to ease their way into the Connacht final, get Comer back, look at Matty Tierney, who got 2-7 against Sligo last year in the Connacht final, try and get him fit for a couple of weeks' time as well to play some part. And then whatever happens in a Connacht final isn't do or die either, because you're into the round-robin championship in the All-Ireland series. And that's where Galway really have to say, right, we have to hit the ground running there, get into an All-Ireland semi-final. And then, you know, getting to a final would be a successful season. In the words of Pádraig Joyce when he took over in the first year, the only thing that makes Galway a success is winning the All-Ireland. And I get the feeling he's right. And that, you know, for this year, success for Galway is winning the All-Ireland. It doesn't look likely now, given the way the league went. But I think there's a completely different approach, and it's becoming apparent to everybody. This is a different year completely to 2023 in terms of the graph of where Galway are looking to be. Not in April, but in the end of May and into June when it comes to the real cut and thrust of championship.
Well, Ollie, you're getting me very, very excited there at the moment. But as you said, let's get the job done first tomorrow. And of course, that Mayo Roscommon game is on Sunday at 4 o'clock. But our focus here tomorrow on Galway BFM, 3:30 in Markovitch Park, Galway against Sligo. I'll run through that Galway team one more time. Conor Gleeson in goal, fullback line of Johnny McGrath, Sean Fitzgerald and Jack Glenn. Dylan McGugh, John Daly and Liam Silk are the halfbacks. Paul Conroy partners Captain Sean Kelly in midfield. Johnny Heaney, Shane Walsh and Keane Darcy are in the forward. An inside line of Jack McCabe, Robert Finnerty and Liam O'Connella. Ollie, thanks a million for joining us here on Over the Line.
Cheers, Aaron.